Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil.
Greetings and welcome. We have gone through another spectacular week, and I trust that your week has been just as fabulous. I'm so thrilled to be with you once again today, bringing messages and insight and hope and wisdom from the masters, the teachers, the guides, the angels, and those who are on the other side that want to share insight with us as we're going through the everyday processes and as things are happening in our lives. And I know that they have many messages they want to bring in, like they did on the last program where they just were taken over right away because they know there's so much that we need to share and so much we need to be able to get out in this short hour of time. But before we do, I want to invite you to check out our websites. april@whitewolfapril.com is my email address, and you can send me an email. You can send me any questions or any comments after some of the program messages that have come through. I received about four after the last program commenting on different things that they had pointed out and they were wanting to validate. Is this message for me? Was that message for me? Yes, that was definitely for me. Those type of things. So please feel free to use that email address and communicate with me. And if you have a question and you weren't able to get through during the program, I'm more than happy to answer those questions there for you and see if we can't get the insight traveling your direction. And also, WhiteWolfApril.com is my website, and we have some products that are in the on there that may be something that could be beneficial to your life, could maybe be beneficial to helping you on a path journey that you're working on. For example, we have a guided meditation on quieting your mind. And sometimes in the busy, chaotic life that we have, it is quite hard to get that committee to just go quiet and just allow us to have some geared down time. Excuse me. And so those are some of the different things that we have. We also have our books. Excuse me, once again. We have our books and some teaching materials available. We have a number of things there on that site that could be of benefit to you. We also have a site that's called acrosstheveil.ning.com, and this site is actually just kind of like you're listening to the program, because as things come in, I share them on that site and others can ask questions on that site, and it's just a really neat little social networking area where you can find out bits of information and maybe learn some different things. It's a place where there's some blogs that are posted and people are able to comment. It's really there for you, the listener, and there for you, the participant into the that little social network, and that's acrosstheveil.ning.com. And I welcome anybody who would be interested in checking that out to go there and see what's happening in there. We've also released our catalog for the Solterra Essences, and that is available on solterraessences.com. Solterra is S-O-L-T-A-R-A, and it's our new essences of catalog of Alaska herbals, some of Alaska essential oils, different things like that that you can get and check out. And we do have a catalog now for that. So we've moved through and moved forward on a lot of wonderful things. We also have classes that are coming up, and we've switched a lot of those formats to about 98% of them are available on-site and online and on conference calls. So we're really reaching out, and we're really trying to open those doors. And if you want to learn out more about those, you can go to whitewolflearninginstitute.com for that bit of information as well. There's a family that is working on a situation that has to do with the passing of one of their children. They know within their hearts that this child was passed due to ill misconduct on another person. And the message that they want me to bring forward to you right now, they've come in very strongly at this point. They want me to relay the message to you that your child had actually put themselves into the position where they were at. And yes, it was misconduct on others' parts, but also that your child had some active participation in this within their own behavior. And you know that within yourself. You know that within the reality of knowing who your child was. None of our children are perfect, and none of our children are walking around with their saintly garbs on, because if they did, they'd be talking to me and bringing messages through here. They've all gone through their things, and this child is coming through. They're bringing this child's energy through. I'm seeing three beautiful beings that are with the energy of this child that are wanting me to relay the message to this family of, I am so sorry that I put myself in this place and that I have put our family in this place, or the family in this place, they're saying. And they're relaying this message of love and understanding across to you that, yes, their death was caused by misconduct, and it's been misreported by authorities, but that there was also some action, and he's trying to hold responsibility for his role in that action. This young man feels like he was approximately 17, between 17 and 19, with what I'm feeling energetically from him at the time of his passing, and he's wanting to express the love to his family, and that he is doing he is doing some intense healing work. He is doing some real, I don't know how to word this, strengthening of his soul is what they're telling me. He is working at a point where he is strengthening his soul, that he is home, that he is spending time in the healing chambers, and that's why they came forward with him to help him be able to match the vibration that needed to be matched to bring the information forward. So for this family, this young man who is between 17 and 19, that you know in your hearts there was misconduct, and it's been I don't want to say the word diagnosed, but that's the only word that's coming to my mind as they're communicating this to me. Misdiagnosed by authorities, but he did have some active role in by putting himself in the wrong place at the wrong time. I also have the message that they've been really sharing with me today has been change, and how we all need to be open to change, allowing it to happen. Because when there's change, things are able to clean up. Things are able to change. Things are able to rebirth themselves. It's like when there's a fire, and sometimes it looks so devastating and so the land looks just so destroyed. It's when that newness can be birthed through the ashes that there's that beauty that can come back in renewed strength. And that's what they're showing me is so important about the change, so important about allowing changes to happen so that this new birthing can be done, so that this new changing of appearance, changing, letting go of the old. It's kind of like taking the sifting out the chaff and the wheat from one another. They're just really showing me that this change has a very strong vibration to it, and that it's not something that's negative. It's not something that's harmful, that's causing heartache because you're fighting it. This is like a group message that they're bringing forward. There's a group of people that are going through a life-changing situations, and because they're fighting it and they're resisting it so strongly, and they're looking at it as, this is so bad, this is, how could this change be for the good, how could this be something that's positive? And what they're trying to have me bring the message to you is that even though it looks that way, it's not. This change is coming into cleanse away the old stuff. It's coming to remove out some of that old clutter, some of that stuff that's in the way that needs to be removed. As I'm saying this, I'm actually seeing someone's home that you actually walk in it, and it is just aisleways between boxes. You have so much stuff in your way, and this is literally physically. They're not showing me this on an emotional level or on a spiritual level or on an etherical type of baggage level. You have this in a physical, reality in your space that you have just, you have shelving units and you have stuff everywhere in your home that you have to traverse around to get to where, from one place to another, and you're holding on to all of this old stuff. They're saying, yes, that protective clutter can be beneficial at times, but right now it's not serving your purpose, and it's really bringing, it's keeping the vibration within your living environment and keeping the vibration in your space so slow and so low that it's holding you back and it's putting you into a depressed state. I want to say there's organizations out there to help you realize that you don't need this clutter. So apparently in the area where you live, there must be something out there for you where you could go and get some help with letting go of this. So what they're coming across with is, don't fight that change. It's going to slow your own personal walk and your own personal progress and your own personal growth. Kind of like this person that they're also showing me. There's one, the one that's really standing out is the one with so much stuff in your physical space that they're really saying it's time to clean house. I'm hearing it's time to take inventory and it's time to clean house. It's time to get rid of and to declutter and to remove a lot of this stuff that's in your way. And they're saying this for the vast number of people, but not in the physical form such as this other person's message is coming across as. They're saying, let go of some of that physical baggage that you've brought into your world. They're saying, let go of the emotional baggage. Let go of some of this spiritual baggage that's holding on to and holding you back and keeping you from moving forward, keeping you from progressing in your life. It's like I said, when they were first showing me, they're showing me once again a forest, how it's when there's been a fire, that's all the old dead limbs and all the old dead trees and the grasses that have died and are not being used for production are able to then go to ash, and out of that comes the new growth, out of that comes the new hope. And that's what they're showing me is change, 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 change. Change is really important right now for many people because we've gotten so caught in that rut, in that mindset of this is how it's been for the last 50 years of my life and this is how it needs to stay. And they're saying, no, it's not. It's not time. It's not how it needs to stay. It's time to move beyond that. It's time to step beyond that. It's time to move forward. They're really stressing this today and as I'm preparing for the radio program, and the masters were coming in with the global message that they like to bring through with the program, in that being change. Allow the change to come in. Allow your life to change. Allow the situations in your life to change. Allow yourself to come to that point of change, letting go, and decluttering your spaces, decluttering the areas above you. I'm seeing somebody with an attic over their head that has so much old stuff in it. I'm seeing in the stuff from relatives who have passed that as people have given it to you, you've just taken it up and put it in this attic way, and you know that it's time to get rid of it. And it's, you know, you're going to go through it and keep the things that are special, but to keep a box full of somebody's old clothing that serves no purpose, that's out of style, has holes in it, and it's ratted and tatted, and it's just extra stuff in your space. They're saying clear that out, clean that space out. they're also saying that there's people who have in this upper crawl spaces. They're showing me these upper crawl spaces again. It's time for change. It's time to let go of the old stuff that we just stick up there and that we forget because it just becomes extra stuff that slows us down. And that's the gist of what they're trying to portray with this, is that it's holding us back. It's keeping us from moving forward. It's keeping us from progressing in our paths. The word changing, don't fight it. Change, basically when you allow yourself to change, you're going to be able to move into a newness, a restarting, a new happiness, a new reality of where you're going, letting go of the old. They're also saying that in this change, you need to come in with quietness. You don't want to come in screaming and scratching and hollering and fighting the changes, but take those little baby steps and move in there slowly and come in slowly and quietly. Let out the old patterns. Let out the old patterns is what I'm hearing. Things that don't serve the purpose, things that don't serve the path that you're walking on right now. Let those old patterns go. Let those old things depart from you. At this point, let the new things come in. Let your new life become a new general pattern. Let your new life move into the direction and the way and the process that it's supposed to be. Sometimes they're showing me, sometimes we get into a rut because this is how my father's father did it, how my father did it, how my uncles did it, and so it's something that I must do as well. And they're saying those old ways don't serve. Sit quietly, allow yourself to find that true path, that true journey, that true message, which is yours, which is your path, which is your journey that's going to be bringing in the change that has the strength for you. I'm seeing someone who lives in what looks like a little cabin. It's wood on the outside, kind of looks like rough plank. And they're telling me that you need to make some changes within the way that you feel things at your home should be. I'm really having trouble grasping this message. They're saying that as you have stuck in this and you've brought in some different things to make living convenient, you have not brought in and made changes enough to make it comfortable. That it's still a burden for you. It's still something you work very hard at. You actually have a wood pile and a woodshed and different areas like that, and they're only half full because the old patterns are wearing out for you and your physical body is not necessarily able to handle what is needed in order to keep this roughness, this remoteness, this ruggedness going. I don't feel like you're even in Alaska, to be honest. I feel you may even be outside of the boundaries of the United States. I'm not totally positive. You may be Canada. I'm just seeing this remote where it's becoming more of a burden for you. So rather than burning the heat that you need, you cut way back in the cold to something that's creating a problem for you within your physical body. And they're saying you need to make the changes that are needed in order to be able to keep yourself healthy, safe, and comfortable. Allow yourself to make those changes. It's not that you're changing and going on the grid out. You're liking being off the grid. You're liking being where you're at in that sense. And they're saying by bringing in what you need, you're not coming back on the grid, but that you're taking care of your health, that you're taking care of your well-being, to use the wisdom that they give you to use. Use the voice of the wise ones as they're speaking to you because of your age. You're getting older. And to be able to do this, you can't do what you did when you were 30 years old. Now that it feels like you're pushing mid-60s, it's become quite a physical challenge for you. And they want you to make some changes, make some necessary changes. They're not saying go back to civilization. They're saying do what's going to make it easier for you to be able to retain and regain your strength and keep yourself healthy through the winter months. I'm just hearing that quietness, that general change in life through quietness. I also have someone who, a shop owner, there's a business owner who they're telling me to share a message of being aware. Be aware of who's coming in and out of your establishment. Be aware of who's hanging around outside. There is the potential for some problems that you need to beef up your security. You need to not be there alone after certain hours in the evening, and you don't want to put a lone individual in that place of employment alone in the evening hours. You need to beef up your security. There's something about this business is kind of in a location and in a place where you could be considered a prime target. And you want to make sure that you keep yourself and your employees safe and make sure that you have the security systems that you need. And I'm actually seeing bringing in someone else who you know who can who can almost operate and almost be in a place of being like an evening bouncer. Not that you're a bar, not that you're that type of situation, but somebody that can be around there that can be protecting, that can be helpful, that can be there when you have someone there in the evening hours. They're saying bring in the protection, that we are there protecting and guiding and helping and caring for you, but that we also want you to use the wisdom and bring in help, and don't leave another who is there who could become a target alone. I feel like you're in a, I don't want to say you're in a city like L.A. or Boston or Denver or that size of a city, but that you're more in a city that would be, you know, your average population, your average city size. And they're saying use the wisdom of the masters. Use the wisdom and guidance of the masters. Learn patience. There's somebody out there who's working on patience. There's somebody that they're saying, learn patience. I'm hearing learn patience. The message is coming through that you're not being lazy when you're working with this patience, that you're, how you're learning it. I know that sometimes when we work into a place of saying we need to have patience, that we kind of get into a rut of laziness and say, well, I'm just being patient, waiting for it to come to pass. That's not what they're showing me. They're showing me this is the type of patience where there's no laziness with it, but you're not pushing and you're not grinding at it and you're not trying to make the intangible happen. You have to wait for the process to come into play. You need to wait for the situations to switch around and change around so that this can come to pass, so that this change that's going on within your space can come to pass. You're just learning to be patient through it. They're saying don't forge against the river. Don't push against the river. You don't want to necessarily go with the current, but you kind of want to go back and forth. Kind of when you want to go upstream, you actually don't go at it head on. You kind of go at it like a meandering back and forth. And that's what you want to do, is you want to do that back and forth, that bringing that energy into a balance and into a rhythm, and have patience. It's the knowledge of knowing how to work through this with patience. They're saying you want to put action to the patience, but you do not want to use force. It's kind of like they're showing me the metaphor of somebody skiing down a mountain. If you're going down the mountain and you go right straight down, the speeds in it can become uncontrollable. Where if you traverse and you go back and forth, as you're going down that mountain, you're able to control that. You're not caught up in the current. You're not caught up in the rush. You're not caught up in all of that. And that's what they're showing me as you're going forward, is traversing back and forth, allowing yourself to move back and forth and bringing in that balance, bringing in that lesson of patience, that learn patience. But you're not being lazy about it because you're still moving forward. You're still working with it, but have the patience that tells you that maybe I need to go this way for a little bit. Now I'm going to kind of go back over this way a little bit as you're working your way up and through your particular situations. I'm hearing there's a chemical awareness that needs to be happening, and they're showing it to me on a twofold level. The first level of it is that they want me to share that there's a chemical awareness that we need to be aware of within food and within dyes and those type of things that we are ingesting and putting on our bodies. Be aware of the chemicals that are in these items and how they're affecting you. I'm actually seeing someone who has purchased a couple outfits, and when they put them on, they begin to scratch and they begin to get these red blotches. They're showing me that this is actually the dyes that is in the materials, which is reacting with your skin, which is reacting with your sensory systems. And they're telling me to tell you to be aware of that chemical within the dyes, that you want to try to go back to more natural clothing materials. And they're also saying that we need to be aware of the chemical awarenesses of what is in the vegetation that we're eating, what is in the food we're eating, because the bigger, better, faster sometimes can mean harm to the system. So they want you to be aware of that on a chemical level. The other part of that chemical awareness that they were showing me and that they're bringing in is, I'm trying to get them to switch the, what, go back to what they were showing me there, because they were showing me like a dual screen. I had a screen going here showing about the foods and the dyes, and then they had another screen going on over here where it's somebody who works with chemicals. And they're saying that you need to do something more with a respirator type of protection that you wear while you're working with these chemicals. I'm actually seeing right now you're just wearing like one of those little masks, like a medical surgical mask that you can put on when you're doing your work with this, and they're saying that's not enough. As you can hear, they're kind of actually bringing in that tightness within myself of what they're trying to convey to you is happening with your lungs. What they're trying to convey to you is happening with what you're breathing in. They want you to become aware of the chemical that you're breathing in and change the mask that you're using so that you're not causing harm to your lungs, to the bronchioles, to the respiratory system. They're saying you need to protect yourself more. You need to beef up that protection. And I'm almost seeing it looking like a respirator that's got like a filter system on the outside of it. It's like a round piece in front of the actual mask. It's like a respirator type of situation. In this chemical, it needs to be something that you are doing and using and wearing. You want to go, what they're showing me is you want to go to your employer and you want to petition them to supply these respirators because of what these chemicals are doing to your bodies, what these chemicals are doing to yours and to other employees' bodies. It's kind of like you need to go on this little bit of a vigilance and fight for the health and the right of those that are working in that environment, that are working in that space. That these little surgical masks are not near enough to protect you. They're not near enough keeping you in a place of protection. You're actually causing harm still to your body. It would be worse if you weren't wearing those by and far large, yes, but they're saying it's not enough, that you need to move a little bit further with that. That you want to protect your bronchioles. They're still showing me the throat. They're still showing me that breathing passage, that process. That's something that you want to work on. I have someone who's bringing in the message that this is a father who is on the other side, and the message that he's bringing over is to share with, I'm seeing this as a wife, but it doesn't feel like the energy of a wife. You may have actually remarried, and that's, which is quite okay. They're saying, do not be concerned about your son's working, because the job is there. There were things that needed to be shifted and changed in order to bring into alignment the job that was needed for him to be able to do, so that he will still be able to do his sports, he will still be able to do his scholastics, and he will be able to now work and do this job. It is now there for him to have. That don't be concerned about it, but be a gentle guide, he's saying. be a gentle guide, helping, nudging this young man onto the path of realization that he needs to, the gentle path of the realization that it is in his best interest to go get this job. That it's going to present itself to him, actually. It's going to be like he's going to be in a conversation. You may all be standing there talking to somebody, and so-and-so may say, hey, you know, our company needs a clerk, or our company needs a, you know, a stocker, or an inventory maintenance person, that type of thing. Listen for the words that are going to come out with others, because they're making sure that this is provided for your son. And your husband, who's on the other side, I almost want to say it's an ex-husband, but he's still your son's father, and he's bringing this message forward for you not to be concerned about your child's work, that it is happening, that they are bringing that into play. Somebody has gotten ill, and in their illness, they actually were released from their employment by choice of their own. They didn't want to have the employer have to hold off and hold their position, and they were offered a settlement to leave this position. And the energy that's coming in with this, it almost feels like a mentor. Somebody who is a mentor of this person is bringing this message in, almost like a counselor, almost like somebody who is advising them and working with them, who has now passed to the other side. And the message that they're bringing across to you is that you've quit working for health reasons. You left that form of employment for health reasons, and you've gone into a place where you've gone into a place where it's like a rut, where it's like it's a void. They're just showing it to me as like this big, we're walking along and I'm coming to this big void, and you've gotten to a place of this big void in your life, and you're not healing anymore, you're not becoming stronger anymore, you just feel like you're in a place of pure existence and not moving forward with your healing, you're not moving forward with your emotional healing, your spiritual healing, your physical healing. None of that is happening. You're just in this void place. And this mentor who you had seen in a form of counseling is sharing the message to give to me, for me to give to you, as he's sharing it with me, is that it's time for you to restore your health by going back into the work market. Go back into the working environment. That as you're out there, you're then going to kickstart some old healing endorphins of whatever. Some of the terms he's using are really hard for me to understand, because apparently a very well-learned man, and he's bringing this information through, that your receptors and the neurotransmitters and all of those type of things need that work stimulus in order for you to physically, emotionally, and spiritually to begin your healing. I know that the person who's hearing this knows this, and they're connecting with it instantly. There is not a question in your mind. You know exactly who you are, and you can actually see, as I can see, this gentleman who was your mentor, who was someone that you were working with and counseling with, and they were giving your medical care advice on. They're saying it's time for you to go back into the working environment so that you can restore your health, so that you can, you're doing this to restore your body. You're doing this to restore your emotional body. Excuse me. You're doing this to restore your physical body, and you're doing this to restore your emotional body as well. They're really talking about a lot of different levels, like the body, mind, and spirit. But there's also some behavioral issues that they're saying has evolved through this changing and not doing. And it's kind of like they feel like they left you. They left you hanging. They took you to the point where your healing process said, wait, you got to pull out of that work environment. You need to have this downtime. You need to have this time of recouping. You need to have this time of rebalancing and coming back into focus. It almost feels like you may have actually gone to like a retreat type of getaway, almost to like a retreat facility type of area to recharge, to regroup. And that's what it feels like. They're trying to show me that it's now time to move beyond that and into the place of securing work again so that your body can heal. And away they go. they were very poignant, making sure that I got the information out to you and very factual. It felt like to me as they were communicating that they felt like they abandoned you. They felt like they left you in a place of, here I am, and now you've passed away, and where do I go from here? And that's why they felt, their energy came in the way that it did, was to really make sure that you understood what they were trying to say about going back into the work environment. Somebody who has a clientele base, somebody who works with clients, somebody who, for example, like does massage work, somebody who does in a clientele type of base, it could be a hairdresser, could be a spa worker, somebody who does clientele type of work. You have gotten into the rut. You have gotten into this is coming through from a grandmother who's bringing this message through. You have gotten into a rut of complacency, and that the clientele that you have are kind of the same tried and true. It's like every Wednesday at noon, you know that you're going to see so-and-so, and every Friday at 4, you know that so-and-so is going to be there, and you've got that dependability. Well, there is a change coming, and there is a shift coming, that if you do not begin now preparing for new clientele, getting your advertising up. Apparently, this person who is coming through with this message did very similar work to what you're doing now, and they're kind of trying to give you words of wisdom and words of advice that don't depend on the old clientele, don't depend on the tried and true old, yes, every week these are my regulars, that type of thing. They're saying you need to expand, you need to advertise, you need to, I'm seeing like a line of people, and in this line of people they're pushing you forward so that you'll work to make yourself stand out from the crowd. Make yourself a visibility that they're going to be able to work with you and help you and bring in the people that you need in order to keep going. Yes, you're going to have your little core group, but know that core group is also going to change. Know that that core group is also going to shift a little bit, and that you need to have that new clientele base. They said that this was something that they worked on very hard when they were in their physical body and when they were working their physical job, and that's what kept the profitability, and that's what kept a high level of integrity, and they also kept a very professional appearance. They kept a very professional awareness within the community that the words that they had to bring forward, for example, if they were advertising and they were saying, buy 10, get 12 free, or get the 12th free, the 11th and 12th free, they stood by that and they worked forward with integrity in that. Doing promotionals that are going to bring people in, and then using the integrity that is a part of you to uphold that is the message that she's bringing through with this as well. I'm seeing a hair salon, I believe it's a hair salon, with the walls look pink behind it, with like a white lattice that's been put over the walls, and you've got some different things hanging off of these lattice pieces. And I believe this is a salon area. It could almost be like a foot tub area, because I'm seeing these big foot tubs type of things. I'm hearing that you need to push forward and advertise more, and you need to stand with integrity with what you've offered. Apparently you've run advertisements, but you've not upheld them with your clients. I'm not sure what that means. What she's showing me is it's kind of like you've said, buy two, get the third one at half price. Well, when the third one comes, you're not keeping track of it, so you're charging them full price, which is, they're not, your clients are not saying anything to you about it, but that it's causing a lack of respectability that your clients are having with you. This person is really showing that it's something that you need to stand true and uphold and be very professional about. Lessons being learned can be tough, is what I'm hearing. Lessons being learned can be tough. It's in the mindset that makes the lessons easier. It's how you approach the lessons through your mind. It's how you see the lessons and how you perceive them. Are they, oh my gosh, this I'm hearing in the background, it's just like this whining, mumbling, and grumbling, and carrying on, or are we going to learn the lessons through the grace and say, ouch, that hurt, but I can see where this, that, or the other thing had healing to it as well, where this, that, or the other thing brought in life, brought in healing, brought in an abundant awareness of that type of thing. Lessons learned. They're still focusing on lessons learned. The importance of understanding the lessons that are being learned, the lessons that are they may seem tough, they're showing me. They may seem like they're very tough lessons, but they're lessons that need to be experienced in order to help you move forward with a new strength, with a new, there you go, back into that change, into that newness, that new awareness of the ability to move forward. The room here is just full. There's so many energies around. There's just so much happening. There's so much flowing in this space, and they're bringing the message forward that they shared with us back, probably a month or so ago, of joy brings joy, sadness brings sadness, sorrow brings sorrow, happiness brings happiness, laughter brings laughter. So apparently we need to make sure that we're having that awareness that if I'm going to be sorrowful, if I'm going to be sad, if I'm going to be mopey, if I'm going to be kind of walking around with my chin bumping off the ground, then that's what I'm going to get back in return. I'm going to have that same energy in my space and around me at the same time. They're also saying, but if you come in with joy, joy unspeakable and full of glory, and just bringing that happiness in through these lessons and through the changes that are coming into your life, that you are then going to be able to move forward with that on the light and on the arms of perfection and on the hope of abundance and on the reality of the excitement of where life is taking you to and what your life path is unwinding to, where you are moving forward to. I'm smelling chicken soup. I'm actually smelling a pot of chicken soup, and I know back here in the office there is nothing cooking, so and nobody's out there going to bring me lunch. So I know that they're saying there's something about chicken soup, and they're saying chicken soup cures. Chicken soup cures. So apparently somebody who's not feeling well, you need to get some chicken soup. Not sure why they're bringing that in like they are, but they're just really reiterating that the it smells divine. It actually, when I close my eyes and I look at what I'm smelling, it's actually made with the homemade noodles, the big flat, wonderful looking noodles and wonderful chicken noodle broth within that. And they're saying chicken soup heals. There's also something about the time is not right. There's something that you are doing, and I want to say that this message is for somebody with the name of Tim. The message that they're bringing forward is the time is not right. Where you are at and what things are happening and how things are happening, you feel like you're being held back, and they're saying no, that the time is not right, and yes, you have to wait. You need to move beyond drawing in the sadness, because as you're drawing in the sadness, it's just taking you deeper and deeper and deeper into your own sorrow. That look at this and understand that the timing is not right. And as soon as it is right, you're going to feel the change and you're going to feel the positive. But if you continue drawing in sorrow and sadness with it, that it's just going to keep overwhelming you, and you're going to miss the doorway and the freedom and the experience of the positive coming into reality. There's someone who's trying to plan a trip, and you've been asking someone else for advice, and they're saying, stop it. They're saying, stop asking someone else for this advice. They're saying, plan your own trip. Plan your own experience. Plan your own trip. Make your own trip. Don't fall in, don't make others make the choices for you. Don't fall into that pattern. Don't fall into someone else kind of carrying you and making all the decisions. Get rid of the wishy-washiness. Get rid of the indecision. It's time to start standing and moving forward on your own process. You have someone who is challenging you. There's somebody who is challenging you in your work situation. They're also challenging you on the home level. It's like there's people that are close by enough, almost feels like you could work with family and live close by enough family that they're challenging you. And they're saying that it's time to stop fighting that and to start realizing that they're just putting that challenge there to keep you from progressing above and forward and past where they are at. It's like they want to hold you in a place where they're at, keeping yourself from moving forward when you know you need to move forward. And in those challenges, they're saying, move beyond them. Be the bigger person in this situation. Be the bigger reality in this situation. Don't get caught in that that envy that they carry, that they're carrying with themselves towards you. I have the energy of a gentleman. His name is Chuck Charles, and he's coming in to tell his beloved that he loves her and misses her, that he wants to thank her for being with him as he was in his process of transitioning, that he appreciates the fact that everyone stood by his side with love and compassion and understanding. He knows he wasn't the easiest man to live with, and that he's showing me that there had been an accident at one point in time where it looks like he had been out on a boat and something happened and he was injured on the boat. That you will know him by this part of the message, that as he was out on the boat, he was injured on the boat, required a large number of stitches. And he wants to thank you for your patience and your kindness and your understanding. He's showing me the gentle care that he expresses to you now that he was not able to express to you when he was alive. He's showing me gentle care. And that's one of the energies that he's really strongly sharing with you and expressing to you right now. There's a young man. I see a young man and a young woman. I don't know if you're a couple or if these are two separate people. I'm seeing a young man and a young woman, and the message that I'm giving to you is that you are tired of the struggle, that you're tired of doing things that just seem like it's all earthly garbage. And what the guides are wanting me to share with you is that it's coming to be the right time for you to step around and beyond, that the lessons you've been working on in this situation have been learned, and you're each going to be stepping in the reality of your true calling. Stepping into the reality of your true calling. I just keep hearing that sentence repeating itself two or three times, that you have always felt being held back. I'm not sure if it's being held back by others or by your own set limitations that you've put in your own space. But they're saying that you're tired of the struggles and it's now time to realize you don't have to do that struggle anymore. Move forward with strength, courage, and hope. Know that is a strength. There is a person who is spending some time at home and they're not able to go out and be in the social networking where they normally would be because their spouse is at home. It's almost kind of feels like some of the energy we have up here where some of our workers will work for 2 weeks and then they come home for 2 weeks and then they go back up on the pipeline and will work 2 weeks. Kind of feels like that energy. And they're showing me that as your spouse is down, they tend to drain the life out of you. They tend to come down and expect all the attention and expect you to stop the world and the living process where you're at when they're gone. And they want you to focus and be within their space while they're here. They're saying, your guides and your teachers and your masters are trying to show me, to express to you, to find a balance within that type of relationship, that you need to sit down and have a conversation with this other person. There's a good chance that they're going to be like, yeah, but I'm here now and I expect your attention now. You're going to have to put up what they're calling healthy boundaries. They're showing me, see the hand, realize the boundary. Put up the healthy boundaries so that you can continue on your path, so that you can continue doing, being, and learning. It's kind of like you're putting yourself aside for the time period while they're here, and then when they go, you're able to grab your suitcase and run, and then you're just using that metaphorically, into your learning process. And then when they come, it sets you back again, and then you pick it up again and you run. And they're saying this is being counterproductive to your situation and to your life, and that it is actually causing confusion within your own psychic and within your own psychological well-being, that the behavioral patterns of this are not healthy for you. The guides that are coming through are saying you need to keep the balance going whether this person is here or whether this person is not here. If you're spending time at home while they're gone, spend home and time at home while they're here. Yes, you want to spend time with them when they are here because that's important as well. But they're saying do not hold yourself back. If it requires you to be somewhere, you need to make that step and you need to be there. There is someone who is caring for a loved one who is not doing well, and this person is ready to step, and you are sitting there and you're saying it's not going to happen on my watch. This person is not going to pass on my watch. I'm not going to give up on them. They are asking me to bring the message across to you, please let me go. They're bringing the message across of, please allow me the right and the privilege to step home. Don't hold me here because of your own pride, your own ego, that while it's like what I'm hearing is it's kind of like this conversation going on in your head that says, this person's not going to pass on my watch. And then when you change shifts and like the evening caregiver comes in, you almost tend to sit there with a pridefulness that says, see, they didn't leave while I was watching them. And that puts a negative vibration into this, and they want you to realize that it is time for them to go home, and you need to let them go and you need to move out of the way. You need to not worry about it being on your watch, not worry about it being that you're the one that's keeping them here, because you're not. You're holding them a little bit, but you're not keeping them from passing. It's just the I'm trying to get the wording properly and the message properly that's coming through. As they speak, they have a very strong accent. They have a very, I almost want to say a thick-sounding accent, to the point where it's kind of hard for me to grasp their words, that they're saying that by the strength and the energy that you do, like keeping the life support going and making sure that everything is just perfect, that's what's keeping them here, even though they've actually checked out. They have, and you're aware of this, they have actually checked out. They have actually left their bodies, and by the care and the giving that is happening through this life support, through this means of keeping them alive and not allowing them to go on your watch, is one of the things that is being counterproductive. There is a person who is working to the point where they have got themselves on so much overload that you cannot even think straight. They are showing me you have a plate that is just overflowing. I mean, it has got so much stuff on it that even if you were to hand the stuff that's on that to five different people, you would still have stuff on your plate bogging you down. They said you need to stop trying to keep everybody else afloat. You need to quit trying to carry everybody. You need to quit trying to be the one in charge of everything. Delegate, designate, and get some of this stuff off your plate so that you can continue to be a blessing to others, so that you can continue to keep supporting and being there rather than wearing yourself out and draining yourself out to being pretty much nothing. You're going to get to a point where you are such an empty vessel that it's going to shut you down because you're overloading all of the circuits and all of the systems of the body is what they're showing me. It's kind of like taking a boat and running at full throttle constantly and never allowing the fluids to be replaced and never allowing the engine time to cool. You're pushing that hard that you've got yourself to that overdrive level. And they're saying, let go of some of the stuff that's on that plate. I'm seeing a gentleman who is suffering from a serious situation going on with some muscle spasms in his back. And what they're telling me is to, if you're this person and you have this going on in your back, that to be open and receptive, that they are sending healing energy. And as I'm talking, they are putting pressure on those little twingy spots, and you can feel this pressure being placed there. They're putting pressure into the spots, and they're actually bringing them into balance. They're showing me that they are taking out the, well, I'm going to call it misfiring, the little type of thing that's happening within that spasm. They're drawing that out. They're removing that from your body. It is actually being absorbed down through the mattress that you're laying on. It's actually going down through the mattress, down through the floor and into the ground and dissipating. And you can actually feel this starting to change. They're saying that these muscle spasms, you're starting to feel them relax. You're starting to feel them let go. And they want you to continue to allow this to happen. They're holding that vibration. They're bringing that pulse to a balance. They're letting that short circuiting to stop. I'm now feeling them putting pressure up by C3 within the neck, the cervical C3, and they're still running that energy down at the lower back area where they're holding that vibrational pulse. They're now connecting those pulses through your spinal column. They're going to re-strengthen that. They're going to help bring some healing through the spinal column so that the messages that go through are going to bring in health. They're going to bring in a normal firing within that. They're going to fix this situation within your back. As you're doing this, as you're laying there relaxing, they're saying, allow us to work. Allow us to release this from your physical body. You're too young to be in this place. You're too young to be hurt. They're really showing me that they need to. They're saying you're too young, but as I'm looking at you, I know that you're at least in your 50s. I know that's not old. Please don't take it that I'm saying that's an old age. They're just saying that you're too young to be slowed down this far where you're actually laying in a bed, and they want to bring healing to that spinal column that's going to give you the strength and the ability to keep yourself going. That's going to give you what you need to keep yourself healthy. They're bringing in that healing. You can actually feel this. This person that I am communicating with who is in this position where they are actually laying in their bed listening to this program through their computer. Feel free also to send me an email after this, because this is a pretty intense healing work that they're doing with your body. They have connected with that it was very painful when they first touched it, and now that they've moved beyond that and they've got the connection and the flow going between C3 and I want to say L5, as they're bringing that healing through that spinal column, you're getting a renewed strength. You're getting a renewed vibration of healing. And share with me in an email form after they're done with this. They told me this is going to take 3 days to integrate into your system. That when you lay down and you're in this position, you're actually going to begin to feel them working again. These are healing angels that have been sent to your side to bring your healing through the prayer of a grandmother. They're wanting you to know that strength is there for you, that your spine can stand true, can stand strong, and can be mightily blessed through the prayers of a grandmother. I know there are more that would love to come in, but as I'm looking at the clock, I'm seeing that we're approaching the top of the hour once again, and the programs just seem to go by so quickly, but I enjoy so much being with you, and I enjoy sharing the messages with you. And remember, if you couldn't get through today and or for some reason didn't feel comfortable calling today, send me an email, and in that email, ask me your brief questions, and I'll be happy to answer them to the best of my ability. And you can send those to april@whitewolfapril.com. Or just drop a little line in acrosstheveil.ning.com, and we'll be happy to communicate those messages and words of hope and encouragement through that site as well. Our program is heard here on the station Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You're going to want to check the local listings of the times in your area, because I can't tell you because I'm in Alaska and my hours are usually off very much from everybody else's. So just check on the programming and you're going to be able to find out when we're going to be on air here providing information, giving you words of wisdom and hope and encouragement. And as you go over and through the weekend, I want to send you forward with blessings. I want to send you the happiness and the hope that is there for each one of us. And look at change with a smile on your face and with holding your shoulders back and saying there is beauty within this change that is going on within my life, and that you are truly a blessed, blessed person. And may you have a fabulous weekend. Until next time when I'm on, may your life be filled with love, light, and healing. Until then.